Kumlan and Ablak Yemoda, we're up to Menachas Reis, Dafid Abdallah, we're up to Gimel on the bottom. We had three answers to steer Rab Shimon regarding the Karb Mincha. When we say that if a Mincha we have the wrong thing in mind, it is kosher, and when you have the wrong thing in mind, it's possible. And we had three different answers. So this is Gemara. Kulu ke Rabba le Amri. Why doesn't the other two Amorim agree with Rabba, who gave an answer to the difference whether you had in mind a different carbon and a different kind of a mincha, whether it's a shallow frying pan or a deep frying pan, and we say that's kosher because it's obvious from your activity, who cares what you thought, we see exactly what you're doing, but when it's possible is if you had the wrong owner in mind, why don't they all agree with Rabba? The Ad Rabba Machshava, the Minkah, the Pasach Mona, they hold faked, much worse. If it's obvious you're making a mistake because you're saying you're doing it for deep frying when we see you're doing shallow frying, you mamish openly opposing what it says, what the mincha is supposed to be. So of course it's worse, and we're going to that people are going to be very flippant when it comes to all of these things. So they don't like his answer. They think that shin is even worse. Kerava le'amri, they don't like the answer. Rava made a difference if you had in mind another mincha. If you had in mind, we did the mincha for another carbon, because by mincha says v'zayis teidus ha'mincha, so that all the minchas have the same din. But it doesn't say that by a carbon. So if you did a mincha and you thought you're doing some kind of an animal, that's when it's possible. V'zayis teidus le'mashlu. They don't like the drush. V'zayis teidus kerava. They don't like the drush. V'zayis teidus for the Gemara's discussion you had yesterday in the Gemara, because it says teidus by Ashim and so on. Kravashi Lamri Wine like answer Rashi says a difference if you say one mincha for another mincha, if you had in mind one activity versus another activity, that's kosher. But if you add the word mincha, then you had one carbon. If you're just changing the keli, it's not a problem. If you're changing the carbon, it's a problem. What about if a guy thought about no oil and then an oil, which is over there? You're not changing the keli. It's both done with the same keli. The question is oil, not oil. So you're changing the carbon, and yet we know that there's kosher. So they don't like his answer. So about a milsa, the pshitla that Rabbi, like he said, Rabbi is convinced 100% that if you have the wrong, if the mincha you're doing is clear, the wrong one, it's not a problem. That makes it all right. If it's clearly against what you're doing, kadrivin what you're doing, then it's definitely no good. The boy, the boy, in fact, this discussion, this is the wrong magmara. The dalam al the top of the word. He asked the question, if he did a carbon mincha and you had in mind a behemah, what would Rav Shimon hold in this case? And the way he spelled out his question is clear that he wasn't sure, like Rabba or like Ravashi. Do we say time Rav Shimon? Is the svar of Rav Shimon shemachshava the minker loy pasul, like Rabba wanted to say that if it's obvious you're making a mistake, then it doesn't pasul, because we look at your maisim is louder than your machshava, and the fact is you're making this kind of a carbon, who cares what you thought? If that's the machshava the minker, so if that's the main thing is, and if I have a carbon mincha flower offering, and I'm thinking about a behemoth, it's obviously I'm not doing a behemoth, it should be kosher. Is that the pshat of Shimon, like Rabba? I do, maybe Rav is correct. Time Rav Shimon should receive that mincha. That no, the difference is if you're having in mind another mincha when it's all kosher, only because it's kosher, it's always teira. Mashenkin, when it's by behemoth, doesn't say it, so then it's not kosher. And you don't have that pasuk, it's teira. And the fact that it's obviously making a mistake, that makes it worse, not better. He answered back, you think we fully understand what Rav Shimon was thinking? We don't know. So why didn't he take that angle of Rabba Mishnah Kushel Abaya? Abaya had a problem with the Rabba's thing there. He said the whole idea that you know the Machshava is no good, you learn from Karma Chattas. So if you learn from Karma Chattas, learn completely that anything is no good. No chilik, whether the mistake was you had the wrong owner in mind, or whether the mistake was you had the wrong carbon in mind. Both of them are equally possible. So if you're going to learn, this svarad you make, there's a chilik in Shinui, Bailim, Shinui, Kaidish. Rabba wanted to say if you had the wrong Bailim in mind, that's when it's a problem. But if you had the wrong carbon in mind, it's not a problem. How do you know that? That's why we don't like Rabba. Kirov, le mishandle. Why do you ask like Rabba? The difference, he had in mind another minchah, if he had in mind another animal, mishum kushe, vizoy terechatas. If the whole word is vizoy terechatas, then why don't we also include Hashem Kiravashi le mishandle? Why is the answer like Ravashi? The difference, if he had in mind just the other activity, if we say the word mincha, mishum kushe, rachamed Rabba, the question of Achamed Rabba, but with no oil and oil. Okay. Says the Gemara, says in the Mishnah, so all the Kavim Menachas, so our Mishnah and our Gemara is very similar to the beginning of Zvachim. Just there we're talking about animals, and now we're talking about flower offerings. So it says that all the Kabbalah, if you had the wrong thought in mind, it's all right. Chutz meminchas choyte or milchanois. We had the same thing in the first Mishnah, except carbon Pesach and carbon Chattas. If you had the wrong carbon in mind, not only is it possible, but you can't do anything with it. All other Kabbalahs, you still bring it up as a carbon, just the owner is one that didn't fulfill their mitzvah. The same thing by mincha. If you had it by minchas choyte, it's completely no good. And same thing by minchas kanois. Mincha kanois is what a saita brings if she was accused by her husband of infidelity. That's the karma she brings. These are two exceptions. If you had the wrong thought in mind, that you can't do anything with it, it's possible. Says the Gemara, Bishlamichaita, I understand. How do you know why chait is an exception? A sin offering, why that would be an exception? Because chatas kariya rachmana, the Torah refers to it as a karma chatas. It says don't put on it any spice. Ki chatasi, because it is a chatas. Okay. So different. This has the same thing like a chatas. Fine, it has the same thing like an ordinary chatas. Talking about it, this is a carbon oil of the yeder. The guy can't afford it, so he goes all the way down to a carbon mincha. And so I understand that. El minchas kanoyis, the mincha that a woman brings a seitim in nolah. It's not called a chatas. So how do you know that if you had the wrong thought in mind? Okay, maybe she's not yeitzer, but how do you know that you cannot bring up the mincha? Continue with the activities of a mincha. The Tani Tana, Kamei Rav Nachman, could be learned for Rav Nachman, Minchas Kanois, I'll tell you how we know. It says, what do you do with, let's say you set aside money for Minchas Kanois to buy that barley because it's a barley offering, and you have surplus money. What do you do with it? So by Mehema, we say surplus money, you put it in these kerens that they have in the base of the Mekdash, these shefers, and then they use it whenever the Mezbeach is empty, they use it for dessert for the Mezbeach, they keep on filling with oilas and the dub. The animal they use is they burn it completely on the Mezbeach, and the skin and the hide goes to the coin. That's what they do with behemoths. What do you do with leftover Minchas Kanois? Is moist in the dove. Same thing. The leftovers, you give it as a donation for the shayfas. Amale shapik ha'amrit. And the other one said, yes, you are right. Yeah, good gezakt. And Nachman said, you know why? Because maskeres oven ksivbe. It says there by a seitan, when it talks about the mincha, it says in the pasuk that don't put any oil on it and don't put any spice. Ki minchas kanoisu. Minchas, it's a minchas, a karen maskeres oven. It's to remind us of a sin, which is similar to what a chatas is. And Nachman will have a gzeir shava. So therefore, it's like a chatas, and just like a chatas leftover money, you buy oilers for the mizbeach. Same thing over here. But what do we see? What do we glean from this? That it's like a chatas. So therefore, just like a chatas, you have the wrong carbon in mind is disqualified. Here also, the wrong carbon is disqualified. What's the shav? Ksibay or chatas? By chatas, it says also Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, why did you burn the carbon? Why didn't you eat it? Didn't I give it to you this carbon to you that you should carry your avoda, your sin? Ma chatas. So just like it says the same thing. Avoin would avoin by a chatas. There by Aaron, and over here we're talking about oven by a minchas kanois ma chatas, just a chatas. Over there they're focusing on what do you do with the excess money. Mois and the leftover money goes to the dove. After minchas kanois, mois and dove. Same thing about minchas kanois, the leftover money is a dove. Once you have a gzeira shavu, we have a rule ein gzeira shavu lemechtsa, so we'll go all the way. Uke chatas. Now we're going to take it a step further. Ma chatas psula shulei lishma by karma chatas. If you had the wrong carbon in mind, not only the balabos is not yetsa, but you can't use the car. You can't proceed with the carbon. After minchas kanois psula shulei lishma. Same thing. Says the Gemara, let me ask you, that's the whole thing, is there a shava of an oven? So let's apply the same rule to Oshun. We had a Tana in the Mishnah there that Taka holds Oshun in the beginning as well, and Oshun the same thing. But the Tana Kama held that Oshun is different, Chata is unique. Look at why Oshun Yehi Possel, the same thing should be by an Oshun that if you had in your mind the wrong carbon, that you should not get proceed with it. Let's learn out oven, Mechata. By Oshun also, we have the word oven. So let's use the same Zer Shava and to learn the same thing. That if you can have the Zer Shava and Pasel, if you had the wrong thing in mind, and we know the Mishnah said buffet by an Oshun, that you continue with it, just the Balbos is not Yetzer. So Gemara says it's different. The word oven is not written the same way. Donim, we learn out oven, ma'oven. By Minchas Kanois, it says oven. And by, what do you call it? By Kormachatas, it says oven. But the Ain Donim, avoinoi ma'oven. By Oshun, it says avoinoi. And we don't learn avoinoi from oven, different word. The Gemara asked the question. My nafkamina, who cares if it's exactly the same? This is the question they always ask. We have many places. What do you do the first 7 days after the leprosy? And what do you do in the house? And what do you do in the next 7 days? The second, so we say the first 7 days, you chisel out the stone, you take away everything to see what happens. The second set of 7 days, you do the same thing. You carve out of the stone all the parts of the leprosy. And Rabbi Shmuel said, it says shav, it says ball, two different words altogether. And yeah, zui shiva, zui bi, it makes it their shava. It doesn't even have to be the same word as long as the same context. So Allah is kama kama, avoina avoina, how different are they from each other? Now, in a couple of Gemaras we had, they say that if you have nothing else. Here you have a choice of not learning it or. It says the oven, but chatas we're using for oven of mincha, we're using it already. So therefore, it's no longer extra to you to learn from over here to teach Asham when the word is different. However, the Mor has to ask a second question. If the Mor only had the first question, it's not a strong question here. because maybe here we have an alternative Gezeirah Shava we're not going to use. Bar of a Shava, there's no other Gezeirah Shava there. But there's another problem, if you want to be so pedantic and say, but Hashem says Avoyne, fine. But we find Avoyne also by another Khatas, by one of a person, a new agent, refused to share it. There's a Chorm of Khatas, and it's Avoyne. Yeah, Mama just saying word. So if we have this kind of exact shove of oven, let's have avoyne, and say that what? Aben Hashem is possible if you did l'ishmai. So forget this whole exact shove. Eloki gami the shove. We learned before this exact shove. We'll only hone in, or only use the exact shove for one din about the excess money. Elamag gami the exact shove. The meisin the dove who did gami. We're only going to use it for what? To teach a din of excess. Not to teach us a din if you did a loy lishma, you had the wrong thought in mind. Vichitemi can tell me how can you regulate a gzei shava or limit it? Ain gzei shava lemechse. We have a rule that gzei shava is not. You can't just decide what you want to learn gzei shava. Not other everything or nothing. The Gemara says goli rachman. It's not exactly gzei shava. Goli rachman gabi chatas. The Torah, sorry, even though it's a shava, but by chatas we have another word that tells us clearly, we had this in Mizrachim, that only chatas is limited if you had the wrong carbon in mind as possible. How do we see that? Goli rachmani gabi chatas, the Torah clearly said by chatas, it says, v'shochat oysa l'chatas, by a nasi, it says, v'shochat oysa l'chatas, I mean oysa it, obviously, sheshev, v'shochat l'chatas, I mean oysa it, tell you, oisa lishma, that has to be done lichatas. In other words, you cannot have any other thoughts in mind. If you did, you ruined the whole thing. Kshayda shalay lishma psula. I will call kachim, all other kachim. Bein lishman, bein shalay lishman kshaydin. The word oisa is coming to limit that this psula of lichatas only applies to vehesas tichatas, and not only to chatas, not to anything else. Ela minchas choyte ferimor obezei. So let's start our discussion all over again. We assume the beginning of the Gemara Minchas Chayit is a Chatas. Fine. So we know already why, if you did Lola Shmoy, it's possible. If you did the Kemitzah, if you took the little piece, having the wrong thought in mind, it's possible. And our whole problem was Saita. Now, what you're telling me that by carbon, an animal Chatas, has the word Oysa, you shouldn't even be able to learn Minchas Chatas from this. It goes back to our original discussion. How do you know Minchas Chatas? For the Gemara Bezei, or Minchas Kanei Bsulin, Minchas Chayit, Minchas Bsulin, Shalay Lishma, Minol, how do you know? Chatas, my time of mind, Shazib, but he. Our answer is an answer.
What's the problem?
Oisa. Oisa by Behema. So maybe it's limiting only to Behema, not even to Mincha. So Moshe says, you're right. But time of my, Mishal Chsiba, he. Our answer is by a Charmin, Behema, Chata says he. Hachinami, Chsiv, Bahu, he. Also by Mincha, it says the word he as well. That it says he, by Mincha Kanoi, it says also the word he. It says Kichatos, he. And therefore, it teaches us Kichatos, he. That what? That you have to have in mind the Chatos, nothing else. So the same way, from the word Oysa, it's a very limiting word, here also says he. Says Imar Ebezei, Nu Oshem, Nami Oksibehu, in the Oshem, the Sugi of Oshem, says Yahu as well. But the same discussion, Imar Zvachim. In the Pasuk, we talk about Oshem, it says Oshem who, it says Ki Oshem who. So therefore, we should learn that only if you had in mind an Oshem, it's Kosher. If you had in mind another carbon, not only the Baal Basin, not Yetzer, you shouldn't proceed with the rest of the activities.
The Minchas Knois, if it's a Chatos.
We're not talking Knois, we're talking Minchas Chaita. We're talking Minchas
Chaita.
We're not Minchas Chaita. Yeah, we want
to
make it. We slugged up the whole thing now. We don't know. We don't have a mucker for it. Now we're even. We broadened our question. We don't even know chayte. Chayte. How do you even know that? Says the Gemara. Yeah. And also by minchas kanois, it says ki minchas kanois who. Because of Milch Kanois who, so there just have the same word that has to be in mind for Milch Kanois. So the same thing, Chatas and by Sai Milch's Chaita and Sai Milch's Behesas. Milch Kanois, it says the word who that have to have in mind whatever that carbon is. So you might say, if that's the whole word, Oshem should be the same thing. Hakshiba who, Ahu, who, Ach, yes, it's very simple. Where is the word who written by Oshem? Ahu, who, Achar Haktaras Emurun Rikhsib. The word who that's written by Oshem is written after, it's talking about the activity of roasting the fats. And we know that roasting fats, Bechaldam Akif, so don't tell me that you have, when you roast the fats, you have to have a mind that you're doing it for an Oshem. If you didn't have a mind, it's possible. You don't even have to roast the fats. We learned if you lost it, it's still the animal's kosher. So there, the who cannot come to be limited. By behemoth, all the other kabbalas is talking about the activity of shachting, where it says the word who, and therefore we're talking about when you have a mind chatzchila, it should be done correctly. Kiritanya, I will Osham Lenema by who else says in the Brisa. Osham said, who Ella Acharak Torres and Murin, who Atzmish, and now the word continues. Who Atzmish, Lahutu, Emoto, even if he didn't mean the Murim at all, Kosher. So obviously it can be for that. So why talk about Osham who? What's it coming to the limit? Elhu Lamali, what in who for the Kirav Huna Amarav? We know by a Chatas that if it became possible, whatever it is, we say it's Chatois Hamet, you let it wander about until it dies. What do you do with an Osham? You wait till it has a mum, and you sell it. Now, by an Osham, you can then go ahead, and if you go ahead and you bring up the carbon, it becomes an oiler. When only if you menatik it, in other words, you gave it to a shepherd, and once you gave it to a shepherd, it lost its identity of being an Osham. So it says over here, so we're talking about a case, for example, if the Bailim lost this animal, brought another animal, and when it's chaper, now they found this animal. What do you do with this animal? This animal itself, if you brought it up as a carbon, and after you gave it to a royal, wait till it gets a mum. But you didn't. You then took it and brought a carbon. It is stam, an oiler. It's automatically an oiler. Why? Because it says Oshem who. Kol zman, it's an Oshem. It remains an Oshem. Until you did something. What did you do? Giving it to a shepherd. Amarav, Oshem shenitik l'riya, by removing it. How? By giving it over to a shepherd. V'shachte stam. And then he went ahead and he shechted the animal itself. It's considered an oiler. Kosher l'shum oiler. It's considered an oiler. Dafke nitik in. Dafke, if you actually did something to remove it. How do I know? Amakra who? Oshem who? Behava hosan yeh. It remains an Oshem until you do something to remove it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav says, minchas. No, he adds a few more kabbonis. We just said that when is it possible enough that you can't do anything with it by minchas kanoi, is a minchas chayte. He adds, minchas ha'aymer, by a carbon aymer, they also brought mincha out of barley, should come to shalai lishma. This is a communal mincha. You did the kmitzah without having the right carbon in mind. So it's possible. Why? Hoyil ubas lahate. There's a difference between where it comes for a kapara or where it comes to be matir. This allows everyone to eat the new crop, the chadash. So therefore, by a matir, if you make any mistakes, nothing happens. It's useless. It didn't do what it's supposed to do, so therefore you can't do anything with it. The same applies to Asham Nazir. The same applies to the carbon Asham of a Nazir. Is Tamei, before he can continue counting all over again, he has to bring an Asham, carbon Asham. And the same thing by an Asham Metzayda. By an Asham Metzayda, he brings an Asham to be matted him, to eat from Kachim and everything else, and to come back to the camp. These are all matidim. The Asham of Metzayda is a matted to allow him to come back to camp, and the Asham of a Nazir is allow him to continue in the Asham where he talked about. That's not Asham, that's a Minchas Oimer. Now talking about the Asham of a Nazir, the Asham, an animal, the Asham of a Metzayda, they're matidim. So Shachton Shalei Lishman, if you had in mind, Lei Lishman, Psula the Apostle. Why? They're matidim and you didn't do what they're about to do, so they can't do anything with it. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned, I understand, it says now Mishnah clearly, V'chol ha-menachis sh'nikmetsu Shalei L'makshev, it says, all the menachis that you did Lei Lishman is kosher, and the Mishnah then gives two exceptions. Ela Shalei, all the Bailim, okay, the Bailim are not Yetzi, but you continue bringing it up. L'shem Chayva, Chud, the two exceptions are, Minchas Choyte, the Mincha of a sinner, or Minchas Kanois, and the Mincha of the Kanois. Now, according to you, we should have added. Oh, so Minchas Oimer. The Misa, if you're correct, as Rav is correct, listen. Nam Yichutz Minchas Oimer. Why does the Mishnah say, and the third Mincha as well, that if you did the wrong thought, you had the wrong thought in mind, it's possible Minchas is a Minchas Oimer. Why doesn't it add that? So I'm going to give a few answers. One answer is Ki Tani. Our Mishnah is only talking about boy Yochid. Those kabbalim you bring as an individual, but Tzibur Lektani. Those kabbalim you bring as a Tzibur is not mentioned. Therefore, it doesn't mention Minchas Oimer. That's answer number one. Another answer is Ki Tani Ba Begal Atzma. Only those Minchas you bring on its own, not with an animal, right? A Minchas Chayt or a Minchas Knais, you just bring that. But a Minchas Oimer is brought together with a Kevist, and that we don't talk about. Another answer is Ki Tani Hanach Shein Kvul and Zman. These two, we're talking about Minchas Knais and Minchas Chayt. There's no fixed time. Whenever you sin, you bring it. Mashengen Minchas Oimer Kvul and Zman like Tani. Minchas Oimer doesn't bring. Okay, but you also added two more. You added the Asham of a Nazir and the Asham of a Metzayda. And yet in Zvachim, what we learned, we said that everything is, if you did like the Shema, is kosher except La'ol L'Bailim, except the Karmach Atas. Now you have two more. You have the Asham of a Metzayda and the Asham of a Nazir. Says the Gemara, Amamayu Rav just said, Chein Atavayim of Asham Nazir, Asham of a Metzayda, Sheshachtan Shalei Lishma, if you did like the Shema, Psul is possible. Why? Hoyul Uvo, L'Hachshav L'Hachshiras. You came up with this vote because these two Ashamas are coming to be matter. By a Nazir, it allows him to enable him to count the Naziris again, and by Metzayda it allows him to come back to the Machna. So we don't, the Gemara of me at this stage does not understand what's the chilek if it's coming to be matir or it's coming to be mechaper. If it has a purpose and you're not achieving its purpose, it should be useless. And yet we see that by kapara we say, no, they continue with the carbon just as lalabailim, as we'll see. Tanan, we learned in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, kol hazvachim shel shachtan shelay lishman, all the kabani shachtan, the wrong thought of mine, wrong car of mine, kshedim. According to you, if you're right, list in Nami, why does the Mishnah also include Chutz, Ma'asham Nazir? Va'asham Metzeda? Why not include those? The Bola Hachshev Aleich Shirum. That they came to be machshir and didn't, and they couldn't fulfill its purpose to be matter. Therefore, you cannot proceed. Why does the Mishnah add that? Says the Gemara. Because you can't make these unequivocal statements and say chutz me asham because there are different hashamas. Kivan ika asham gzeila. There are other hashamas where it doesn't apply. For example, by chatas it applies to all chatos. By pesach all psachim, you're not yotze if you have the wrong carbon in mind, the wrong name in mind, the wrong carbon in mind. But in a shenkin, if you by when it comes to an asham, depends which asham it is. Some hashamas it will work, some it won't work, and therefore it's confusing. For example, there's Asham Gezeles or Asham Me'ilet de la Kaparas. They come for a Kapara. And over there, Tak, if you didn't, let's say you didn't, you had the wrong thing in mind, the Bailam and Adyetze, but you're still, it's still a good, valid carbon. So therefore, it gets to, the Mishnah's not getting into such details which Kabans Asham start listing all Ashamas. Like Psikale, therefore, it's not an open ended statement. I don't understand the Svara. Why taka not? Why taka shouldn't those also be no good? Maishna, Asham Naziv, Asham Tzadi. You tell me that Asham Naziv Tzadi had the wrong thought of mind. You can't do anything with it. Why? The bola hachshav lechshira. The whole purpose is to be matter the Naziv, matter the Tzadi. Yeah, the wrong thought of mind is no good. What's the chilek in these kabbalas? For example, Me'ilas or Gzeilas. The purpose of the Asham is to be mechaper. If you had the wrong carbon in mind, it's not mechaper. And therefore, you can't do anything, you shouldn't do anything with it either. What's the chilek of matter or mechaper? Amr Rabbi Yimi says, no, there's a big difference. Matzinu shechilka kosev. The Torah itself makes a difference between mechapin and bein lemachshirin. Between those kaparas that are there to mechapin and those kaparas that are there to be matter. Where do you see that? Mechapin, when it comes to the case of mechapin, is behu the asala chamisa. By mechapin, we find sometimes a person dies before the kapara, we still continue bringing the carbon. So the Torah itself says that you can still bring the carbon. But when it comes to something which is the matir, if the person that the carbon is meant to be matir, it's pointless. And yet kapara, so the Torah itself makes a distinction between kapara and by machshir. Where do we see that? Itnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Isha Shevi Echatosa. The woman brings a woman who gives birth brings all these kabanas, and one of them is a chatas. She brings a chatas, but Mason she died before the chatas was brought up, and the chatas is brought up as a kapara. Yaviu Yoshin. Sorry. Yeah, Oila. They bring the Oila, so the Oila you can still bring. So the chatas by this woman is a matir. What does the chatas do for the yeleda? She's allowed to start eating from kachin. So the chatas is a matir. And the oila is a kapara. The oila is a kapara. We have one carbon for a chatas, one for an oila. So the chatas is a matir to allow her to go and study in kachin. And the oila is a kapara. Because she made a shvu, whatever it was. And yet we say there. So if she brought a chatas already. She already brought a chatas. So now all she has left is an oila. The oila is the mason she died, and the oila is a kapara. The yoshin lost it. The yoshin bring the oila. So we see a kapara can be brought after she died. But what happens? They lost her. She already brought the oila. Now she needs to bring the chatas, which is a matid, but she's dead. The mason, leave the yoshin chatas. They don't bring it. So we see clearly there's a distinction between a matid and a mechaper. So same thing over here also.
By a chatas come first.
Doesn't matter if you would. It doesn't matter the order. If you did it, this is what happened. So we see the Torah itself makes a chiluk. Sorry? Can the children yashin her? No. The husband is last. Maskil Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Or a man yashin. Okay. Maskil Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Machshiri nami mizlez lach misa. You tell me that what? That for Matidim, we never bring up a Matid after he died. I'll show you, we do bring up the Matid. But nah, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Hamafrish Mois Linzirusai. If somebody is mafrish money for the naziris, if somebody sets aside money for a nazir, set for a carbon nazir, she's a nazir, he's a nazir, sets it aside. Is what do you do with that money? You're not allowed to have anor midrabban from it because the money has been set aside. You didn't buy the animal yet. You just set it aside to buy the animal you need. Because amongst the money there is also carbon oil, and by carbon oil, which is something that belongs by other kabbanas that you know that you believe eaten, it doesn't become meal until after you spray it and so on. Then the mizbeah gets a chair, but by an oil, it becomes straight away when you set aside the animal. But this is with the rabbanon because there's money of oil in there. On the other hand, because since the money can be used for carbon shlamim, so therefore there's no mi'ilah yet. Because by shlamim, there's no mi'ilah until after you spray the blood, so you set aside the emurin, which will go to the mizbech. Mipnei shiruyin lovei kula shlamim, because they can become a shlamim. Meis, what happens if the guy set the money and died, and then set aside, and then he died? He didn't say which money will go for the chatas or which will go for the oila. He didn't specify what's what. Is what do you do with it? Yipul in the dover. You put the money in those shayfers, we said before. Yipul in the dover. You put aside the dover and then you buy oila. What about mefurashin? If he clearly spelled out that this money goes for this, chatas is for oila. Is the mei chatas, the money of the chatas? What do you do with the money of the chatas? By the nazir is yelich liyam melech. There's nothing we can do with it. It's like any other chatas. We learned the owner died. You take the chatas and let it die. You throw the money yam melech. Loi nani midrabanan. You can't have, shouldn't have enough from this money. But it's only money. Loi meilin. Also, there's no meila. There's no meila there. Why? Because since what do you do with this money? He's going to throw it in garbage. There's no meila. That's stealing from Hashem. What about the meila? The money he set aside for the oila. Yavi behen oila. You still, even though the guy died, you bring an oila. And if you and if anybody uses it, they're stealing, because this is definitely is oil money and therefore belongs to Abish. They have no right to use it. The May Shlamim, if you set aside money for Shlamim, Yavi Ben Shlamim. The money, because a Nazi brings three kabanas, an Eila and a Chatas and a Shlamim. What do you do with the Shlamim money? The Shlamim money, there's no Ashen by an ordinary Nazi, only if it became Tame. What do you do with that money? Yavi behen shlamim, you buy a shlamim, and a chalim liyamecha, you only eat it for one day, like the shlam of a nazir, which is only for one day, even though you're not using it for the nazir, he's dead. The ain't tuni lechin doesn't require any bread, because it says by nazir, you have to put it on the hands of the nazir, there's no nazir to put it in. Now, lechayre, v'ha oyle v'shlam the nazir, what's the purpose, the role of an oil and a shlamim by a nazir? The chatzis maybe it's a sin, he shouldn't come in nazir, like Hashem said. But what's the oil shlamim purpose? To be matir, that he can go back and eat kachim and so on and so forth. They're only a matir. Because also lachamis, and yet it says clearly here that even though he died, you still bring it up. So what is he from here? That these are machshirim, and you bring it after he died as well. You said before that only kapara you bring after he died. But a matir, once he's dead, the Tater says you don't bring it up anymore. Here clearly by nazir, we do bring it up. I'm going to pop a hachikam at a bimel. I'm going to kavua de balachamisa. We don't find a hechsher kavua, that this is the only thing that's going to be matter. We don't find that. We bring it once the person is dead. With the nazir, hechsher she'ena kavuhu. And by nazir, the hechsher is not kavuhu, it's not fixed. What do you mean it's not fixed? Because the Amamai, we learned in the second nazir already, that gileach al echem mishloshen yatzer. Any one of the three kabbanas could be the matter. It's not fixed that this is happens to be the matter. But if it will be in the case where it's fixed that this is the matter, once the guy dies, the Torah says you don't bring it up anymore. The woman, you know, dies and she left behind the chatzah, we don't bring it up anymore. So what do we see from here? What? That since the Torah makes a distinction between a chatas and a mechapir, the same thing over here also. Those kabbanas, which are a matter, if you have the wrong carbon in mind, the carbon is useless. If it's a kapara and you have the wrong thing in mind, you still proceed with the carbon of us. Okay, we'll stop being dizzy, my mission.